could hear God for myself. If only I knew what he was thinking. Ever thought that to yourself? I think we all have. And yet, let me ask you, how much of your day is set aside to quietly get away to be alone with him? How much of your day do you spend quietly with God? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again as we chat about your prayer life from a different perspective. And look, do stick with me, because at the end of today's message, I'll be telling you about a special edition book called How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? I'd love to send you a free copy to help you hear the voice of God for yourself. So do stay tuned for that. It's just fantastic to be with you again today. We're chatting about how we can hear God speak to us. So many people want to hear God for themselves. And if you're going to have a deep, intimate relationship with him, well, that makes a lot of sense. And yet, how do we do that? Is it just some dry cerebral thing, or is there more? Well, yesterday we saw that one of the main ways that God speaks to us, in fact, the main way, is through his word, the Bible. That is an awesome thing. And as I said back then, the simple habit of reading God's word, even if it's just a few verses every day, has utterly changed my life. And it's my passion, not only that I should have a close, intimate relationship with Jesus, but to share God's word, God's truth with you in a way that leads you into a dynamic relationship with him too. A relationship that transforms us, changes us. So the very first book I ever wrote was called How to Get Close to God. But it's the second book that followed on from that that really amazes me. That one was called Unlocking the Power of Prayer. And for me to write a book like that, second cab off the rank, was completely and utterly bizarre. Why? Because I'm just not a natural prayer. That's why. There's an amazing contradiction that so many people are living out in their lives. People who believe in Jesus. Here's how it goes. On the one hand, these people really would love to hear God's voice. They'd really like to know that he's there with them and that he has some practical words of wisdom for them and some guidance on decisions they need to take. That's on the one hand. And yet these same people so often are the very same people who are too busy to sit down for 20 minutes or half an hour or maybe even three quarters of an hour most days and spend some time in prayer with Jesus. Too busy, too busy, too busy. Well, fair enough. I know all about that. See, I'm one of those type A action-oriented people too. We're more focused on doing things and getting outcomes than on spending time in relationships. So anyone who says to me, I'm just too busy to pray, truly, I really do understand. I really relate to that. But the problem that comes out of that is that we head off into our day and we confront all these issues and tensions and decisions and all the stuff of life, and we're so immersed in it all. And then right in the middle of that, we think, where's God? Why isn't he talking to me and guiding me and comforting me? Well, I'll tell you, God was waiting for you this morning. He was waiting for you to get still before him and spend some time with him, reading his word, the Bible, listening to what he has to say, and then chatting with him in prayer. Have a listen to this psalm. It's one of my absolute favorites, Psalm 46, starting at verse 1. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we won't fear, though the earth should change, though the mountains shake in the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble with its tumult. There's a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High. God is in the midst of the city. It won't be moved. God will help it when the morning dawns. The nations are in uproar. The kingdoms totter. He utters his voice. The earth melts. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Come, behold the works of the Lord. See what desolations he's brought on the earth. He makes wars to cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire. Be still and know that I am God. I am exalted amongst the nations. I am exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. It's a powerful truth. Verse 1, God is our refuge and strength in the middle of this mess. We don't have to be afraid of the mountains shaking and falling into the sea and roaring waters and calamity and upheaval and uproar. the sorts of things we go through in the rough and the tumble of life. We don't have to be afraid. Why? Because there's a stream flowing right through the heart of our city that makes us glad. The nations may well be in an uproar, but God is the God above all, and when he speaks, the earth melts before him. Well, that's a great theory, but when we're in the middle of this calamitous uproar, when tensions are running high at work, when we're hard-pressed on every side in life, when we're running through life at a million miles an hour, how are we meant to experience this joy of the Lord? Come on, how are we meant to hear him and know him and not be afraid because he's there with us in the middle of it all? When all this stuff is flying through the air, what's the practice? Well, the answer comes to us in verse 10 of this psalm. The psalmist writes, "Be still and know that I am God." See, I don't care who the relationship is with. If we don't make time away from the hustle and the bustle, just to connect, just to spend time together to talk, whether it's husband and wife or work colleagues or friends, if we don't do that, if we don't get still and just focus one-on-one on each other, then the hustle and the bustle is going to distract us from the reality of the relationship with that other person. Isn't that right? We forget in our experience how wonderful the love of our wives or our husbands are. We forget the joy of a friendship because our dominant reality, the thing we're focused on, is the busyness and the battle of life right at the moment. And friend, if you and I want to know this God, we have to get still with him. It's as simple as that. And that's what prayer is, getting still before God. I talked yesterday about the habit of spending time every day reading the Bible. Well, the flip side of that coin is praying. Here's how it so often works for me. I pray a bit and I ask God to speak to me, and then I open the Bible and read the next bit that I was going to read, the next chapter in Luke's Gospel or whatever it is that day. And in reading that, the Spirit of God actually speaks with me. And I get this sense that God's up to something here, but I need to chew it over. So I put the book down and I pray about it. I ask God, "God, what are you saying to me today?" And I think about it and I get still and I listen. And I just wait expectantly on God. And that is the place where God so often speaks, with words of reassurance, with words of correction, with words of guidance, with some specific direction. I had that happen again this morning, in fact. Had a difficult situation and some difficult decisions to take today. And after spending some time in God's Word and thinking and praying and listening, well, the answer was as plain as the nose on my face. So often, I'm confronted with a to-do list longer than my arm. I can't possibly get it all done today. And so I go to God and say, "God, what's your priority? What do you want me to get done today? What has to be done today?" And that's where the important things drop out into my lap. So I go and I do those ones, and it's a gift from God. Friend, if we want to hear God speak right into the realities of our lives, we need to get still before him. There's no other way. And little by little, he starts to speak. And day by day, we'll learn better how to recognize his voice. That's the way it's meant to be. "Be still," say God, "and know that I am God." Before we part ways today, I just want to share something truly important with you. God loves you more than words can possibly ever say. That's why he yearns to speak his love, his wisdom, his power directly into your life. And yet so many people are uncertain. So many people struggle to hear his voice. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our special edition book called How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? It's full of life-changing, practical Bible teaching to help you hear God's voice for yourself. To request your free copy, visit ChristianityWorks.com. You'll see that free offer right there towards the top of the homepage. Click on it, pop in your name and email, and that ebook will be on its way to your inbox in just seconds. That web address again is ChristianityWorks.com. Thanks so much for joining me. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again, same time tomorrow, with a different perspective.